I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and it's the Eagles rookie mini camp here this weekend at the NovaCare Complex, here with linebacker Jordan Hicks. And we spoke and met and chatted and had a good time last weekend. And I guess, oh, what a difference a week makes here, Jordan. What's the week been like for you now that you've been able to kind of focus in and have it settled that you're a Philadelphia Eagle?
Right. It's definitely settled in a little bit more. You know, like I told you last week, it was all just a crazy, you know, whirlwind of 2 days. And, you know, just having that week to kind of get your mind ready and prepare, and was able to look into the playbook a little bit and get a little bit ahead. You know, it just helps us settle in and get you prepared for this week.
So when you do take that first peek into the playbook, is it like opening up a French foreign language, you know, book for the first time? Or, well, or is it still the concept still pretty similar?
Yeah, I mean, you see some carryover. Obviously, the terminology is different. You know, there's probably a lot more calls than we would have back in college. But, you know, you try to find the concepts that carry over from what you're used to, and I've been able to do that.
So day one, you come in here and you're ready for football. I imagine fans think that there's somebody there kind of holding your hand, metaphorically speaking, of course. But they throw you right in, don't they? They make you grow up in a hurry, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get out there on the field and, you know, they're expecting the same thing of day one as the vets. And, you know, I think that's what gets you better, what pushes you, you know, having that standard and then push you to that level.
Jordan, how do you imagine yourself not allowing yourself to get too caught up in the mental part of it, swimming, if you will, with the media, with the responsibilities that you're going to have on and off the field?
You know, I have a mentor here that I already knew from the University of Texas, Emmanuel Acho. And I think getting ingrained with guys like that and getting involved in finding guys like D'Amico and Michael Kendricks, who, you know, have been there and understand what the expectation is and have, you know, had to deal with all that before, you know, that getting in with the vet and you know, being able to acclimate to this level.
What has Emmanuel said?
He's excited. You know, we really haven't talked.
Competing a little bit here, right?
Right, a little bit, yeah. And, you know, we have a really good relationship, obviously. But, you know, he's one of my best friends that I've had, you know, at the University of Texas. Just a great guy, and have always respected him and looked up to him. So he's been really good.
During the whole draft process, pre-draft process also, tough for you to keep your body the way you want it with all the traveling, the visiting teams, the mental stress, all the preparation going into the draft. How's your body? How do you feel physically? How do you feel on the field ready to perform?
Yeah, I actually feel real good.
Good.
You know, I've been able to work out. I took this last week to make sure I was ready for this moment. And, you know, I think it's paid off.
Yeah, well, good, yeah, man. You're in Philly. You're here. It's all business.
It's exciting. It's
yeah, you're really having. Exciting. Is it fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anytime you can get back to football.
Yeah.
You know, it's been draft and, you know, meetings and all these different things. And you're just not playing football. You're training for drills. You're not training for football. You know, and to get back to playing football and getting back to what you know, this makes us happy. We're, you know, this is our comeback. We've been playing it since we were kids. So anytime I'm able to do that, it's a lot of fun.
Jordan, thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Jordan Hicks in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.